She was halfway through the cavernous kitchen when a door on the other side of the room opened. Lane pulled her gun free and ducked behind the marble-topped wooden table as an armed gunman walked in and closed the door behind him. If he turned on the light, he'd see her. She didn't want to kill anyone. Yet. And certainly not at the villa. That would only alert Lorik to her activity. In response, he'd likely grow paranoid and call in reinforcements, making the fight that was coming even more difficult. No telling how brutal he'd get. Lane tracked the gunman through the NVGs as he walked past. He paused at the large refrigerator and opened the door. Lane closed her eyes to preserve her vision as light spilled across the brick flooring. The gunman selected a beer, popped the top, and closed the door. Then he leaned his head back and guzzled the beer. Lane tensed, expecting him to turn around, maybe head for the table. A few agonizing seconds later, he crumpled the can and tossed it into a nearby trash bin, then exited the room. Lane exhaled the breath she'd been holding and moved from under the table. She made it to the cellar and cracked the door open to the outside. The perimeter guard wasn't visible. Easing out of the house, she closed the door and sprinted back the way she came.